Last year, the western half of the country was worst affected, but the further south you went, the worst things seemed to be. It's the opposite this year. Again, it's the western half of the country that's having the most trouble getting the harvest saved, but the further north you go, the worse things are, and Donegal is definitely worst affected. There's hardly been an opportunity to get any corn in since the floods. The reality is that a significant proportion of the spring barley, maybe 40%, 50% of the spring barley remains to be cut. What has cut, the straw has not been baled, and the straw is pretty valuable this year. It could be the difference between making a profit on the crop and losing. It's starting to deteriorate. The quality was very good and yields were good, but the crop is breaking down now. It'll be harder to cut. There will be grain losses, and the windows of opportunity will start to shrink as we move into mid-September. The days get shorter.
Obviously, a lot of attention on the floods of August 22nd, but the reality is prolonged periods of heavy rain in the intervening 3 weeks, up to and including yesterday and today, mean that the problem is a continuous one. This is not just a matter of the floods. This is a matter of ongoing heavy rain on an almost daily basis.
Correct. One farmer in Leitrim, he's been measuring his rain, and he's had 5,000 gallons of rain per acre per day since the 1st of August. So it's been unrelenting in the northwest. I interviewed Jim Devaney, tillage farmer up in Newton Cunningham, and a grain merchant, and he told me that he would need at least 3 days of good drying. That's not just no rain, but good drying, wind, sun, heat, before he could even consider going back in the fields. And then 3, 4, 5 days needed to get the corn cut. So we're talking about needing a week of good weather before significant progress is made on the harvest. It's hard to see that in the forecast at the moment, and it's getting very worrying. As Jim Devaney said, if we have another week of this weather, we have another disaster on our hands.